إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, we have been looking at the ayat of Surah Ar-Rum relating to marriages, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the marriage one of His signs, where He said, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. We looked at the three things, the sign of Allah, sukoon and mawadda, which is tranquility and love. And today I want to remind myself anew of the last word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used with regard to marriage, where He said, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Rahmah is the special quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, which belongs only to Him, and which, because He gave it to us, is the means and the source of all mercy in the world. Rahman is in its highest form is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Mercy which is at the peak and which always remains at the peak forever, does not decline. Rasulullah ﷺ said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided His rahmah, His mercy, into 100 parts. One part Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent into this world, as a result of which every living being shows mercy to its own young and to anyone else. That's the one part by which the mother shows mercy to the child. One part. And Nabi ﷺ said, 99 parts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept with Himself to use to forgive people on the Day of Judgment. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy. Mercy is the special quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said He put in the marriage. Mercy is the foundation of forgiveness. Forgiveness is because of mercy. Mercy is the quality where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returns good for evil. Returning good for good is justice. Returning evil for evil is justice. But returning good for evil, this is mercy. And this is the qudrat of Allah. This is the special quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah also grants to those He loves. And that is why we see this quality in the Anbiya. We see this quality in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All the many incidents which we know, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed only good treatment to people who caused him all kinds of taklif, all kinds of pain and all kinds of aggravation, but Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam never retaliated. And this is the special quality of mercy. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said He put this in the marriage, this quality in the marriage. Now think about this, that in English there is a saying which says, familiarity breeds contempt. The closer you are with a person, the more you get to see aspects of that person which the person generally keeps hidden from other people. Now, who is closer to a person than his own wife or than her own husband? Nobody else. That relationship, in many ways, that relationship is even closer than the relationship of a parent and child. Because the way in which you are with your wife or husband, you are obviously not with your parents or with your siblings or anybody. So in that level of closeness, you get to see aspects of your partner which otherwise you would not see, or others won't see. Nobody else sees that. So therefore, the need for forgiveness is even higher than in a other relation, like a friend and so on and so forth. A friend will not do the things that may happen between spouses. So the need for forgiveness is not that much, but in a relationship of marriage, the need for forgiveness is that much higher. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said mercy. So one aspect of mercy is the issue of forgiveness. And we all need forgiveness, believe me. I mean, there is nobody in the world who does not need to be forgiven, either by people or by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask this from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we ask people also to forgive us for what we have done, knowingly or unknowingly. The second aspect of forgiveness as far as marriage is concerned is also where, in many cases, for reasons beyond the control of the person, a person may no longer be able to fulfill the needs of the other person. One of the spouses may not be able to fulfill the needs of the other spouse. Yet the person, the other spouse, treats them with kindness, with dignity, with respect, because of what they have done. So it is mercy is also remembering the good that came from a person at a time when that good no longer comes for various reasons. We all have our weaknesses, we all have illnesses, we all have issues of different things. So, but where that goodness is no longer able to come, still we show that mercy because of this quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put between the spouses. Mercy is the condition where also Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who shows mercy to the creature in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show him mercy on the Day of Judgment. And this is also from the quality of mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in people. So I remind myself anew that it's a very important part, and this is what really, out of all the things that I mentioned in this ayah, if there is one thing which can be said to be the single factor for successful marriages, it is this rahmah, it is mercy. It's not even love, it is mercy. Because without this ability to forgive, without this ability to honor what you have received from your spouse, no marriage can last. The lasting of a marriage is a result of mercy. It's the mercy between the spouses which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us and said, this is a quality. Allah has put His own quality in the marriage. And it's for the spouses to find it and for them to take advantage of it. In today's world, we find one of the things that goes with mercy is also patience. You don't want instant results for things. So you have the ability to wait and the ability to be patient. So this patience is also part of mercy, that you give time, you allow things to settle and so on. Mercy is especially important at the time of conflict, at the time of disagreements, at the time of conflict. The ability to not to retaliate, because retaliation is aggression. So the ability not to retaliate, but to have helm, to have sabr, and to then when you do respond, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in another place in the Quran, idfa billatihi ahsan. Allah said, return that, meaning anything evil that comes to you, anything bad that comes to you, anything wrong that comes to you, return that with goodness. Don't return evil with evil, don't return bad with bad. If somebody says something, if somebody curses you, don't curse them back. Because you don't lower yourself to the same level. So return itfa billati hi ahsan. You push it back, push back with something which is much better, which ahsan, which something with the best. And this refers to da'wah. It also refers in this case to any kind of interaction, obviously also in terms of marriage. And this again comes through this quality of mercy and forgiveness. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His forgiveness. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strengthen this quality of mercy in ourselves so that we can benefit from it in our marriages and in our relationships with people. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.